Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we might, I think Calgary still has the youngest.
Look at this.
What?
Look at this. This is great. Yeah, I'm cutting you off for a reason, Dave, because
what?
This article that I've been reading talks about how terrible our city is.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we have the youngest population, but the fact of the matter is there's so many people retiring and aging that even with a young city like Calgary, okay, it was shocking to see that we might be ill-equipped to service people as they age, the infrastructure in our neighborhoods.
So one piece that came out of the article, there's 204 neighborhoods are in the process of aging. First of all, I had no idea we had 204 neighborhoods in Calgary.
Yeah.
Secondly, because I think of them as quadrants, not just in individual neighborhoods, but also that they're all aging and we're not very well equipped. So let's right. talk about this, because this is going to be a big impact on the future of Calgary as well.
Yeah. Well, I see why you cut me off here, because you thought I was going to introduce our guest right away instead of just talking about a young population, but we're aging irrespective
well,
of
you're aging.
That.
The rest of us are young.
So Dr. Yung-Yung Lee, who is a PhD, University of Calgary, the Faculty of Social Work, she's a professor there, and there's a study here, Dr. Lee. First of all, welcome to the show. There's a study that we want to reference and get your input on. Now, this study was done, rather than me explain it, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you were studying and what the purpose or the goal of the study was?
Okay, first of all, thank you for having me. So the research project is still ongoing right now. Probably the article you read about is our kind of first phase of the finding, which is we are looking at sensitive census data of the Calgary population, focusing on neighborhoods. So we are looking at how many 65 and older people living in individual community. So we're able to look at there are some community has more density in terms of aging population, less density. So that was the first criteria we tried to look at. And also we want to look at what is the accessibility of the individual community. So we tried to overlay those two statistics. And we were able to identify while there are more aging population compared to other community, but their accessibility score is quite poor, which is we thought, oh, then that community needs some help, some change, because there are more aging people living in that community. But the accessibility, even though the accessibility we calculate was in general, it's not specifically focusing on aging population. But that was the our first finding we so far have. That and then it's like I said, it's ongoing. And then I'm happy to elaborate further while we're having these conversations. But yeah, that's where we are right now.
So to understand what so far what you've got as data, the data is saying that there are certain neighborhoods in the city that have a high concentration or density of aging individual, and we're going to call them 65 and older. In those areas, the neighborhood is not aging friendly. Is that fair to say?
In terms of accessibility, specifically for now, yes.
Okay, so when you say accessibility, and let's even add on amenities to that, right. What do you mean by that?
So the way we are looking at accessibility for right now is, so we look at accessibility to the necessary resources like grocery store, hospital, library, clinic, something like that. And then how it's easier to get there through walking or using transit. That's how we calculate the accessibility score. And then it turns out different neighborhoods had a different amenity in their nearby neighborhood or in their neighborhood. That's why the accessibility score looks differently among the neighborhood or community in Calgary.
So we've used walking and transit. Many people over the age of 65 still like to drive. Was that part of your analysis? And if not, why not?
We assume, so because we are looking at 65 and older, we're assuming they are more and more likely to lose drive, and then they are more likely to depend on other transportation. So we could look at the driving in terms of accessibility, but for this, we only look at walking score and then transit score using public transportation.
So if any of you listeners out there or viewers are saying, wait a minute, I'm over 65 and I still want to drive my car, and you're not happy with that comment, just send an email to Dave Popwich, get mad at him because he wanted me to ask that question. So I think that's an interesting piece with
right.
the change in technology, such as companies like Uber and taxis and so forth, that will also make it accessibility. Would you be looking at changing the parameter, the variables to include that? Because there are some neighborhoods in Calgary that, regardless, within a 5 kilometer drive or whatever kilometers, use 5 as the number, transit or walking, it is still terrible to get those amenities.
Right.
But there are a lot that may not be able to walk to or have easy transit. Is that a transit issue, or because they can take an Uber or they can get drive themselves, that's still within that 5 kilometer? Do you see that where I'm kind of going with this is that it may not be as bad as we think? Because when I read the article, I'm like, oh my God. And then I had to realize that we were looking at two forms of transportation, either by foot or by city transit. That could be a city transit
right.
issue, even though many, many people over the age of 65 are taking Uber or driving themselves.
Yeah. Dr. Lee, what are there specific communities that you can identify for us in this that you've got concerns given the criteria you've laid out?
Yes. So I have the table right now just in case of I'm getting this question. So if you are interested in the specific name of the neighborhood, I'm happy to go over very quickly. So basically, we are looking at the percentage of the 65 older population at the individual community. And then according to WHO's, the World Health Organization definition, there is different criteria. So when there is more than 7% of 65 and older, they call aging society. And there are more than 14, they call aged society. And then there is another criteria, which is there are more than 20%, they call super aged society. So we adopted that criteria. So we identify which community is a super aged community. And we were able to identify 26 super aged community in Calgary. And then an add on that, we overlay, like I said, accessibility score. So when there are super aged society and super aged community, where is a poor accessibility score? And then we came up with Seaton, Shawnee Slope, Maple Ridge, Point McKay, Parkland, Greenwood, Greenbrier, Forest City, and I don't really know how to say it correctly. I think it's Midnapore, the name of the neighborhood.
Midnapore, yes.
Yeah.
So is that the lower on your score or higher on your score?
Those are first meet the criteria in terms of super ages. And then those are accessibility score is below average of the entire city.
Below average.
Gotcha.
Do we have the opposite on your list though? Which ones did very well above average on the score?
Oh,
for that same group?
It is in my raw file, the raw data. I haven't really rank ordered right now in front of me. But
okay,
yeah.
We'll do that in a follow-up.
Yes.
We're
going to pass the grade. Sounds like I'm at home in my report card.
Exactly.
Which ones did you do terrible at? Uh-huh. That one. What about the other one? We're not focusing on that. We're going to focus on
see the bright side.
Listen,
Dr.
Lee, we're quickly running out of time. I want to thank you for taking some time to share your study, the work you're doing. I get it's ongoing. We'll keep in touch, and we look forward to the conclusions and what can be done about improving the infrastructure, accessibility, and so forth, right? I think you're asking some really good questions about, other elements that could be included to help overcome some of those deficiencies. So thank you, Dr. Lee, for your time today.
Can I actually make one last quick announcement, if you have time
for
that?
Sure.
So like I said, this research is still ongoing, and now we are at the stage of actually recruiting the older adults living in specific community for data collection. So if anybody who are listening to this TV radio show who are 65 and older, and if they are living in out of the following 8 community, which is I'm going to name it, Shawnee Slope, Hounsfield Heights, Forest City, Chinatown, Marlboro, Forest Lawn, Abbeydale, and Saddle Ridge, if you guys are living in one of those community, please contact me, and I'm happy to recruit them as participants for my research.
Fantastic. Any of you watching or listening to this, feel free to reach out to us at morethanmoney.ca. We will pass on the information to Dr. Lee as well. If you're interested in participating in her study, this is fantastic. I think this is some good information, not only for us to understand how the city is, but also helps us understand how we need to change in the city, some sort of planning, policy, structure. So this is a great job. Thank you, Dr. Lee.
We've been joined by Dr. Yongjong Lee, who's a PhD, University of Calgary, Faculty of Social Work, professor there. We have got to make sense of the whole lifestyle. I mean, clearly where you choose to live is part of the lifestyle, right? How you plan to live. What experience your money is going to provide to you, right? That is the focus of our upcoming webinar.
Yeah, and that will be talking about all your benefits of lifestyle, bulletproofing your retirement on May 18th, 7 p.m., live online. Now you need to register for this webinar. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, join us after the break as we pull everything together. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.